Our democratic system of government is about to die today. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. I try not to be political on this show because I just don't think it's very helpful. Sometimes I will criticize various policy decisions that affect Social Security disability, but I would do this regardless of the administration. Today, we are going to have a vote in the impeachment trial, and Donald Trump is going to be acquitted. Every other, of course, person, president who's been tried in an impeachment trial has been acquitted. However, every other president that's had an impeachment trial has had witnesses and evidence that's actually been received. In this particular case, the senators are going to vote down having any type of evidence at all, and in spite of the fact that there is clear evidence of impeachable offenses, criminal activity, in particular the transcript that Donald Trump released himself. There's been rumblings from John Bolton that he was directed by Donald Trump to get dirt on Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, from the Ukraine, which is at the heart of this case. But what I think is the most troubling part about this is that the defense is not we didn't do it, it's it doesn't matter that we did it. In other words, the president can break the law and it doesn't matter. Impeachment, removal from office after impeachment is no longer a remedy, apparently. This means that we do not have a balance of power. We don't have checks and balances. We don't have co-equal branches of government. We essentially have a one branch of government, and that is the executive, the presidency, and that particular branch, if the power of the if they're the House and the Senate, or one of them, either the House or the Senate, is in the same party as the president, then the president can basically do anything he or she wants. It is a revival of the ill-fated Nixon imperial presidency theory, and it is definitely being employed by Donald Trump. But we're never going to know the truth on this because we're just not going to be allowed to hear the information. It's been a sham trial. There have been made-up defenses in support of Donald Trump that make absolutely no sense. There's no constitutional basis. You can't say, basically, if a president does it, it can't be illegal. Or there's no problem because he wanted to get reelected and he thought it was in the public's best interest, so he could do anything he legally wanted to do. That's what Alan Dershowitz argued. And that's just a ridiculously theoretical, preposterous argument. That's a law professor's argument, if I've ever heard one. And it's very damaging because we just don't really have any way to check the president. And I think that's the thing all of the founding fathers were most worried about, is checking the power of the presidency and having another tyrant. They didn't want to have another George III. Well, here we have a tyrant, and here we have a president who is unchecked and is going to be emboldened by this and is going to seek retribution from his enemies. And it is just a very, very dark day in this country, and I just don't see how we ever come back from it. Now, they haven't voted yet, but it's all but certain that there aren't going to be witnesses, and acquittal is all but certain. I think it is certain. It just hasn't happened yet. But we'll see what happens. I mean, the remedy is the ballot box, but we all know that our election system has been very compromised, and that the Russians are trying to hack in and disenfranchise people, and their voter ID laws, and there are just all kinds of laws that make it harder for people to vote. So we are really in trouble in this country. We are in the midst of an authoritarian regime that is only going to become more emboldened over time. And today is a major step forward towards that. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.